Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have with me longtime friend Jackie Blaine. Just say hi, Jackie. Jesus.
Hey, what's up?
So Jackie and I have been friends since middle school.
Yeah.
You moved here in the middle of sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then came to my birthday party basically as you moved here.
Yeah.
We were friends right away.
Played Spin the Bottle with 50 kids.
Oh my God. My mom always... I don't want to all put... No, I'm putting it on my mom. She would always be like, time to play Spin the Bottle at my parties. Like, what is your problem, lady?
I was like... Mom, I got to play Spin the Bottle with 50 kids at Kate's party. She's like, great.
First of all, they were only peck kisses, but it is odd. Like, I don't,
my
people
mom
would
like,
not do
you
that
have
anymore.
Friends, yes.
Oh, I know. That is what your mom was like.
It's like, we never thought we'd see the
dead. Oh my God. Meanwhile, these parents are making us all play Spin the Bottle. It was so awkward. You're like bringing back those memories. Oh my God.
It was like that huge room at the Beeve College.
I can't. Now you're making me remember how uncomfortable I was when we played Spin the Bottle at my party. I remember being like, is this legal? Like,
I was like, this is awesome.
Well, we kind of liked it because, like,
yeah,
you know, you wanted to kiss a boy or if you're a boy, kiss a girl, but like,
your
so funny.
Made it totally not awkward.
Yeah, I don't know how they pulled that off. They really did pull it off. That's so weird.
It was a collective effort.
Oh my God. This was my sixth grade birthday party. We rented out a room at, now it's Arcadia University. It was Beaver College, which is also the worst name for college. No,
wait,
I'm glad they changed it.
You think Arcadia is the worst?
No, Arcadia is beautiful. Well, Beaver College is like, no, you think of a vagina. Yeah. You got to put the mic up.
Sorry, it was Beaver.
It was Beaver when we went to the party.
Yeah, now it's Arcadia. Yeah. Yes. Which is good. I mean, it doesn't sound like a yeast infection, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie and I are both also Valley girls. I know a lot of you, my listeners, know that my voice is like this, but this is... This, you and I are both, we've been like this since we met. It's just like, yeah, yeah.
And it's for real.
I know. Well, sometimes I wish it was a little gone. I do love it, but sometimes you want it to be gone when you want to be taken seriously for things. But then you remember the movie Legally Blonde and you're like, no, I can talk how I want to talk and still be smart.
I love,
thank you.
I love Clueless. I like,
me
love
too.
It.
I do. Because I just recently saw it on Netflix.
Yeah,
they have it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And first of all, Alicia Silverstone
is
awesome. Incredible.
She has some interesting habits with her kid, I think. But
oh, I don't care about her personal life. I know she's a vegan.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. Let's go. Well, let's talk about that because that's what one of the topics we wanted to cover. Jackie was a vegan
was
for
a
long
segue,
time.
Kate.
Thank you. But something. Oh, I think it's my phone being near it. Damn. sorry for that noise real quick. Okay. Wait, what was I saying? That
about
threw me off.
Alicia Silverstone and her being a vegan.
Yes. So Jackie was a vegan for a long ass time. I was vegetarian and vegan on and off for a long ass time. I've started eating some meat. Can I talk about that? Jackie started eating some meat recently too, but she was vegan. I know you had some breaks mostly vegan for years and years and years. So I just want to talk about a little bit about animal rights stuff with you. And I'm not going to harp on this. I've talked about this before. All I want to say, because I still now do eat a bit of meat, but I still think that we need to change how factory farming is and just really make sure we're treating animals as ethically. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
As possible.
Yeah.
So that's all I really want to say. I don't need to like harp on it. You can say what you want to say. We wanted to talk about how there's amazing, good vegan food out there.
Yeah. I mean... people are raised totally differently also in different parts of the world and different parts of the country.
Very true. Thank you.
My fiance was raised meat and potatoes, you know, Midwest, you know, cheese curds, everything's like going to give you a heart attack or diabetes or both.
Very meat and potatoes kind of meals.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot here, too,
for
some people. Yeah.
He grew up on a farm. He grew up working farm, grew up drinking raw milk at like a very young age, which I, you know one person who did that, who was like, who I consider was on an extreme diet with raw milk, which I heard about before, which she was completely
why, because
raw.
There are no hormones in it and stuff like that? Is that why
it's
better?
I don't remember the reason why. I was thinking about doing it and I had raw cheese and I thought I was going to die.
Oh, it just gave you a bad stomach ache? Okay.
Yeah. Like,
because your body's not used
it
to it. Yeah.
Yeah. It just didn't feel right. I mean, it can make you really sick. It can. It can make you very ill.
Damn.
It can. It probably won't, but yeah. So yeah. So, I mean, it's just totally different lifestyles. Sorry, not holding it to my face.
It's fine.
Animal quiet to begin with. But yeah, so it was great being vegan. I felt like I was doing something really positive for myself and for animals, and I just got more and more into it. But I got so, and I was really into it also because I had a bad stomach, and I was like, this is the best I can do for my body, I feel like, because I'm, you know, working out lightly and to moderately and every day, and going to work, I have my schedule, and like I usually pack a lunch, or like I know where I can go to get what I want to eat. But also meal planning is really hard when you're vegan. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And also going to a nutritionist, I think, is so important, which is, I got really sick. That's why I stopped being vegan, and I had a very low vitamin D deficiency, which they were like, how did you get this? It only happens in third world countries. Mm. And I was just like, and they kept telling me I had an eating disorder, but I didn't have an eating disorder. I just thought it was better to eat fruits and vegetables and veggie protein.
Sounds like it also cleansed your system in a sense to do that.
Yeah, it's, and that's what I totally was just going to say that. Totally good point. I think that it, when I do, I'll do it now, and it's almost like a cleanse, and it's like I'll just have like fruits and vegetables mainly, some veggie protein, and then I'll like take certain supplements, and I'll just like do it more so for like a month than being like, you know what, I'm vegan now.
Yeah.
Because after a while, it's like I start to lose energy. It just affects me, but I do feel like I look healthier and I feel better for a lot of the time when I'm doing it. But if I take breaks, I feel like that's the best thing for my body. People who can go vegan and be vegan 100% all the time, I mean, I think you're amazing.
Yeah, me too. like all respect. Like Alicia Silverstone, and I know some people when I was really in the vegan New York City community that are still just as going strong. Now, it's very easy to be a vegetarian in Manhattan if you have money, because there are so many fantastic vegan and vegetarian restaurants that I think you can get, you know, the protein you need and the variety. Look, I was vegetarian for over 20 years, you know.
And really quickly, when you said that about New York, it just automatically jogged my memory. When I first became vegan, it was in Los Angeles. So,
oh, another amazing place, right?
So there's, it's like everything's, everything's vegan.
Yeah. The options, they have so many that it's way easier to do that. But I mean, look, it's so much easier than it's ever been. Most food stores have vegetarian options. I think balance is what you and I are both striving for.
In general.
And listening to our bodies with what it's craving for food and what it needs, because I also felt very depleted after over 20 something years of not eating meat.
Yeah.
My body was getting to a point where it needed it. But I still eat a ton of vegetarian meals. Mm. I love them. You know, I definitely don't eat meat in every meal at all.
Yeah.
Maybe once a day, maybe not even. You know, it depends.
Yeah.
So, and it could be like a slice of turkey could be the thing. You know, so it depends. But I know, because I used to be so tight knit in that community.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some people that are pissed that I eat even some meat. And I understand. I can't even get mad at that, because I understand people who believe meat is murder.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more complexity to it, I think. Mm-hmm. But I also understand it completely and felt that way for a long, long time. So I think it's, I would love no animals to die, trust me, but it seems, even like if we look to Native American cultures, that sometimes it might be necessary for a human, depending on their body type. And, you know, it's hard to say, but I know for me, I was feeling very weak.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And then, I mean, I think I took a break. Like I said, I took breaks and then I went back to being vegan, I guess. Was it a, yeah, it was a break.
You were vegan when we started hanging out again.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But I've been like,
and I had just started eating meat and you were like, oh my gosh, because I would be like talking about the steak I was gonna have and you were like, ah.
I think at that point I was like kind of almost, did I was really like stressing about it. Was I
yeah, a bit. You were just like, because I think you knew that your body was really wanting it. Yeah, and you were trying to be so disciplined and not do it. I think it came from a really good place. But then also your fiance eats meat as well. So here I'm talking about it. He does. I was like, I think also to stay vegetarian in an easy way is if you're in a couple that does that.
Yes.
You know, it's way easier if both are. I used to not crave meat at all. So it wasn't hard for me to be around it. Yeah. But then once I did start, oof.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Yeah. But then it's weird. It's like, you wonder, why is that happening? Like, why are you craving it all the time now? You think it's just because your body wants it? Or do you think it's like hormones? Or like, what do you think it is? It's like, then it's like, you don't know.
It's hard to fully know, right? Yeah. But I think after 20 something years of having zero meat, there are just some vitamins. Yeah. And I really needed. And I really listen to my body. I love eating vegetarian. Like, I go to Chipotle all the time. My favorite thing to get is the veggie burrito.
Yeah.
You know? I get a lot of my things still veggie. But when my body's saying like I can barely move, and that's what it's telling me it needs.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time to get there and I felt bad and guilty. And I really hate how the industry is with factory farming. I hate that it's not done humanely. So I do attempt to get humane meat, but I don't always kill it.
Or do you?
What'd you say?
Do you get kosher stuff or no? Like, my mom refuses to get anything that's not kosher.
Good for her. I try to go for organic when I can. When money is tighter, it's hard to buy all organic. I would love to shop at Whole Foods a lot more. I mean, it's amazing there. Although, you know what? I've been at Giant and Acme as well, and both have really good food.
Totally.
Really good quality food.
Yeah.
So I will say that. But I don't know. My point is just for people who have not even explored any vegetarianism in their diet, you can start by doing meatless Mondays.
Yeah.
Just knowing what it feels like to not have to eat meat in every meal.
Yeah. And there is, and if you decide to go vegan, my advice, I guess, would be to like phase out meat rather than shocking your system, because you don't want to shock your system, I don't think, with anything.
Like, that's true.
Because ultimately, if you shock anything like that, I feel like you fail.
True. Very true.
So.
Yeah.
I think you don't get the desired outcome. Not necessarily failure, but
No, you want it to be the easiest on your system. Right. And I think when I did it, I first gave up red meat. I watched some of the videos and I was horrified. Mm-hmm. I could not eat red meat. And then, and I stopped eating bacon, stuff like that. And then I was eating chicken and fish, and I think I did a slow thing into veganism. But I was only vegan for 2 or 3 years. I was vegan my entire pregnancy, though. That was tough.
Yeah.
I took a ton of vitamins, a ton of smoothies. I made sure I got everything I needed.
Yeah.
But it was tough in terms of my cravings and But Shane came out 2 weeks early and just like was fine. You know what I mean? I mean, I really made sure he was getting the stuff he needed, but you still get a little worried, you know. It was one of, I didn't know a lot of people who did vegan pregnancies then, and when
Kate's
he came out healthy,
son is amazing. I'm sure your listeners know that, but he's so cool. He's such a good kid. I'm like, if I had a kid, I'd want it to be just like he's awesome.
Maybe when you have a kid, you can pay Shane to babysit sometimes. He's really good with kids.
I could totally see that.
He's amazing.
And he can totally talk to my kid about Nirvana. Not the state.
He would talk to them
band.
About yeah, totally. He would talk to them about all music because he played the guitar for a bit. Yeah. You came to his choir concert, which meant a lot to me.
Oh my gosh,
you went with me.
It was like such. I cried. It was
You were in choir, so you really appreciated it.
Yeah, and I was just like, he's at the top of his game. I was like, this kid is at the top of his game for everything. And I'm like, and he's really down to earth.
He's a sweetheart. Like, yeah.
Obviously, Kate did a really good job something.
Thank you. Thanks, Jackie. That didn't sound too much like a compliment, but I'll take it. My body's banging. My body's banging as well, everyone. So I've got some things going for me. Not everything. But I raised the shit out of a kid, and I got titties that don't quit.
Okay,
so
that was not meant to be a backhanded compliment.
Jackie's like, at least she can do something right. Thank you, Jackie Zucker. Thank you, Jackie.
As far as moms go, Kate is the shit.
No, I seriously though, thank you, because he is what I've put a ton of my energy into. And it's why I didn't go full in with comedy, is because I wanted to really make sure, because I have joint custody. It's changed a bit since I've moved to PA, but I still see him a lot. But I wanted to make sure the days I had him, I was there.
Yeah.
And in the days I didn't, mm-hmm. I hustled with comedy. Yeah. And I was always happy to say no to a show if it meant being with him. Yeah. Sometimes he came to the shows and I have jokes about that. But
yeah.
I don't like to regret things, but I don't like to put him around those environments now.
It's like he adores you. You can tell. You can just see it. It's like, it's very refreshing.
Thank you. It's very sweet. Yeah, and he knows how to diss me like no other, too, and I allow it because he's funny.
Every kid does. Yeah. Like, they all do. I'm like, they come from you. They know how to get to you.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Wow. All right, so let's see. Let's talk about... We're going to talk really quickly about plastic.
Glory holes?
No! How are we going to talk about plastic surgery?
Segue, right?
Glory holes are our next topic. Glory holes are the next one. They are. But... We'll explain
why. Hope Shane's not listening.
I don't think he does, but his friends do, I think. That's fine. We'll talk about it in a very middle school friendly way.
And we can talk about what bottom bitches are.
First of all, he's in high school. You think high schoolers don't know these things, please.
And we can talk about bottom bitches.
I still don't know what a bottom bitch is, so you can explain.
Oh, so I'll tell Kate again what a bottom bitch is. Okay. But I did tell her.
Well, first, before we do that, this is a quick thing, but I sent Jackie this awful headline to a story of this 18-year-old girl had saved up to get breast augmentation and went into cardiac arrest right after. And for some reason, the nurse or the doctor wasn't around her.
Dropped her. I think, or that's what they were, I can't remember if that's what they were saying or if that's what, I think her blood pressure really did drop. It was just an unexpected complication.
Yeah. So she is basically in a coma. She has had a severe brain damage and her mother obviously is devastated. And all I wanted to bring this up for, we won't dwell here long, you know, I am very pro make your choices and decisions about what you want to do with your body. If you feel that you need some kind of augmentation, I'm not going to ever question what someone feels like they need to do. All I want to say, and then you can put your opinion into it, is know that there could be consequences like that. Any kind of surgery, any kind. And I've had to sometimes get them for something medically. Mm-hmm. It's scary, mm-hmm. you know, so I just think as long as people take it seriously, and then if you still decide you want to go through, you really research the doctor through and through and through. Like, I'm not here to judge it. I'm just saying, know that it can be serious. Like, serious things can happen. And that's all I'm going to say. And then we can talk about glory holes after you give your opinion.
Okay, so I told Kate I wasn't going to talk about this, but I do feel comfortable enough to talk about it. And I do feel like people really should hear this.
Okay.
I mean, if I could say to every young girl, boy, whatever, yes, I think you should do, you know, whatever with your body that makes you happy, but always just keep in mind, you know, like with everything else, about every decision that you're making. And before, they're not small decisions to alter your body. And you can't really go back to where you were before. Some people get lucky and they do, but you could have widespread pain and not know why for the rest of your life. A lot of people think going and getting breast augmentation or, you know, whatever, any kind of elective surgery at all could turn into a nightmare. I know my mother does not do it. She refuses to have elective surgery at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I mean, I think she was mostly that way.
Yeah.
And like whenever she had, she has in her life, she's regretted it. And it wasn't really elective. It was kind of medical. So yeah.
I would opt out of anything elective, I believe, at this point. I did get LASIK eye surgery.
Well, that can go wrong
and you can be blind. So, and that was going through my head during it.
But like,
it.
That's,
it's more medical
analysis. Like, that's your eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, also you don't want to mess with your eyes.
And my eyesight, like I've needed glasses since I was in, like, I guess like fifth or sixth. And it was just something I always dreamed of, was to have good vision, because if I lose my glasses or if my contacts would get messed up, oh my gosh, like without them I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
So, but that still scared me to do it, and I really researched my doctor there. So,
and it went really well. It was good.
Yes. That's thank good. God.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, for some people they might feel that it is a necessity. Someone might feel like, you don't understand, this is to me like LASIK eye surgery. You're never going to hear me judge. But I think, and you and I were texting about this before, comes down to also self-love and acceptance. And I think the more as a society we can get there of just loving ourselves and our bodies and the uniquenesses of them.
Yeah.
Hopefully a lot of us will start feeling more comfortable in our skin to begin with.
Yes.
So like what I would love to first strive for.
Yeah.
But
I totally agree. And like, it's funny, when we were in middle school, it was like, there was Kate with her, you know, gigantic, perfect boobs.
Thank you, Jackie.
and like a lot of our friends had like, you know, like serious racks when we were like kids.
Yeah.
I was not one of them.
Yeah, but you've always had good boobs. You have.
I mean, I just, you know, but like then.
It's and
like,
I've seen them.
It's like I wasn't super insecure about it, but I was like insecure enough about it to like wear like a super, super, super padded bra. And like, you know, some of my friends would be like a guy would, one of like the kids would be like, oh, Jackie's boobs look great. And then like one of the girls would be like whispering, be like, she's cheating.
Really?
Yeah. I was just like, okay.
No, you've always been gorgeous with a really great body. Like, trying to say that in a non-creepy way, obviously.
Thanks.
But you have been. You're a gorgeous person. And we were talking about the mind-body-spirit connection. We won't go into it. But, like, I feel like your good karma and your good soul shines through you, you know? And I think that's always been the case. And Jackie and I don't have an easy relationship. I don't want to say that. Like we've had fights.
But it was super easy as kids. Like I told you, like I don't remember ever getting upset.
Yeah, but I back then never spoke up. So if I would get upset, I'd be more likely to hold it in and then shit talk you to someone, which is shitty. But that's like what I learned. I didn't know how to like express myself. Whereas now, if I start to get uncomfortable or something hurts me, I say it. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that has helped me, not just with you. With you, it gets probably the most, but I guess we also have this really deep childhood bond. So it goes to a different place. But I also don't hang out with that many people. Like I'm very picky, especially like
now.
Also being a healer, like you can accidentally take on other people's things. So I'm very cautious too about, you know, who I want to be around and if it will hurt me, you know, in some way.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I just wanted to add that Jackie and I'm not claiming we have like the perfect friendship. We sometimes fight, but she really is a goddess friend of mine that I've known since sixth grade. And we've been through some stuff. We have some funny stories.
Yeah.
We almost snuck out of your house in middle school to meet up with boys. And then I had a change of heart. We both did. I was like, I think this is a dumb idea. And you were like, me too.
Did I?
Yeah. It was like 3 a.m. We were going to sneak out
and like
to meet.
I remember. Yeah. Wait, didn't his mom found out? Did she call?
Yeah, but that's because I messed up. So I was supposed to, I was going to meet my middle school boyfriend, Drew.
Yeah.
And we decided not to go. And I, oh my God, this was so dumb of me. I called his house at 3 a.m. to tell him we weren't going to go. And his parents picked up. They were like, hello. And I was like, and I hung up. But and we they went to his room and found out they had gone. So I got him caught. Yeah, I got him grounded.
Like, were they like hiking to like my house? They were coming.
We were
my...
meeting in a halfway-ishy area.
We were at my house. It was really far from Candle.
I think they were gonna bike ride. We were meeting somewhere out of camp. Well, we can't say where you live, but like, we were
like, we were on this at this point.
Yeah,
this
no. I'm like, it doesn't matter. No one can stalk us.
One more thing that has, this is not relevant to this.
Not that anyone does want to stalk us, but you know what I mean? I try to be private about, like, do they? I don't think so.
Why wouldn't they?
No, I just hit my face.
I'm just kidding. Okay, one more thing I was going to say about the like body thing and stuff. Kate's telling me to hold the microphone to my face. Okay. So
you're holding the coffee cup to your face.
I know. I'm drinking coffee, which I don't do normally. About the body thing, it is, and there's so much pressure on girls now too. And for like any plastic surgery, like the facial injections, like all of it, there's so much pressure to just never get wrinkles. It's like I have 23-year-olds saying to me, oh yeah, I'm going to get Botox like right now, I'm going to get like my fill. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was afraid of needles when I was that age, let alone them going in my face.
That makes me so sad.
I'm like, it's awful. Like, I think it's awful. I mean, I guess it really helps people with some migraines.
But well, yeah, not, if it's medical, that's like, one thing.
And I'm also not anti-Botox. I'm not.
I'm not really anti any of that. People need to do what makes them comfortable. But if you're in your 20s getting Botox, that to me is like, enjoy not needing that, you know? And I've never gotten it. And my face is fresh.
Okay, like, but she's also like the exception. And she's never smoked. So... And
I like, have other theories, but fine. I was also vegetarian for a long time.
And you're not an alky.
No.
I'm sorry. That sounds really bad. You're not an alcoholic. You don't suffer from alcoholism. Oh, by the way, I'm a drug and alcohol counselor. Nice.
Nice, Jackie. Sensitive.
No. I actually am really sensitive.
She is. I'm fucking around. I'm fucking around. All right, let's talk about glory holes.
Okay.
I don't even know why. Okay. We just sometimes think it's funny to talk about this, but like, would you ever do one? I would not. I doubt it. Maybe to be funny with like a boyfriend that I was like
with
totally.
Somebody you know.
Yeah, with somebody you like love and have a relationship to, and it's like funny. But like, I don't know. Like, it's so weird.
Like, everything's like really sanitized.
I don't know.
Because I feel like I read this article and I was telling Kate about it, that people are going to start like getting into that maybe because of the virus.
That's like Hasidic Jews, though, having sex through a sheet. Yeah, like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Hasidic Jews, but that is weird to me. Having sex, which is a hole in the sheet.
Is that what they do?
I think some what is it? Like Hasidic
Orthodox
Jews. That's what I've heard. To me, that's like so anti-claiming your body and the beauty of a sexual act, but to each his own. I don't know. I also just don't like any religion that feels misogynistic, you know, like I'm going to resist that. That's for sure.
Yeah. Unless the women are horrible. Just kidding.
What'd you just say?
I said unless the women are horrible.
Oh my God. I was spaced out, so I missed it, and then you said it and I was like, what was just said? All right, so our theory on glory holes is we don't give a fuck.
And
do them or not
women.
Do them. Jackie loves women. She's a feminist. Because of her, I'm gonna start shaving my upper legs.
No.
I was just shaving like the bottom, like up to my knee. Because first of all, I've been celibate, so like, what the fuck do I care? But like, I have blonde thigh hair, and Jackie was like, she basically told me to shave. So
I'd rather
now I will.
Have blonde thigh hair than this level of cellulite. I'll say that.
You have cellulite? Yeah. First of all, I'm not even looking at her legs because she's covered by her spandex.
I've had cellulite since I was like 8.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up in Reading.
Oh,
come on.
I remember you having good legs, but whatevs.
Reading.
I'm not going to fight yourself hate.
Like, I ate Arby's every day.
Arby's is pretty delicious.
But it will get you.
Well, if you eat it, yeah. If you eat it every freaking day, sure.
I'd be like, let me get 2 vanilla shakes, 2 orders of curly fries, two extra cheeses for the fries and two roast beef and cheddars.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
It's totally vegan. But that's probably pretty vegan.
Jackie and I also love the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, the Cheesecake Factory is really grown in. I've grown into
their menu has a ton of vegetarian options.
Yeah, it's vegan now.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's good. It's really good.
Cheesecake Factory is awesome. Yeah, their food is legit.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, let's talk about your fiance, who's an artist, and the neighborhood.
Because
you want to talk about just neighborhoods in general and deciding what's right for you.
So neighborhood, I love the neighborhood. You know,
she's in Philly. I can say that.
Yeah, I'm in Philadelphia. I love the neighborhood. So when the riots first started happening, or protests, or whatever you want to call them, or whatever they are to you, whatever, they started from here in West Philly, I think, as far as I knew. So I was on the phone with my really close friend in West Philly, who is awesome, and his roommate, who I love too. They're great people. And all of a sudden, like, it sounded like bombs were going off everywhere. And, you know, his whole street was just getting, like, completely, like, lit up.
Jeez.
And they were outside on the porch. And he's like, Jackie's like, we need to run inside. There's tear gas everywhere. He's like, it's hitting us and blah, blah,
oh my
blah.
Gosh, that's so scary.
Yeah. And it's just.
Did you have to like close all the windows and make sure none of it got in?
There were helicopters. Like, I could hear nothing but helicopters over where I was. West Philly's like a bike ride from where I am. And then I was like, I wonder why nothing's happening here. And he's laughing. He's laughing. Because people, I guess, move to West Philly, I hear a lot. From my neighborhood, it's like move to a nicer neighborhood.
Okay.
So, So he's like, you know, nothing's gonna happen in your neighborhood. Nobody cares.
How is it now? Has it gotten calmer?
And just now, I feel like it's gotten calmer. Obviously, in the whole city, in Philadelphia, we've had the murder rate and homicide rate has gone through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really sad. It's a shame. I feel like they really need to do something about the trash. They're not even coming to like pick up the trash anymore. It's like funding. I don't know if it's funding or if it's just like also like plastic surgery. It's like the wild, wild, wild west. And then, you know, it's like you always can tell when a crime is going to happen because, in my opinion, because you can hear quads 2 seconds before, 2 seconds after. We had an experience where our alarm went off and we called and I was like, you know, he's like, what should I do? And I was like, I'm going to call the police. I'm like, I'm just going to call 911, you know, whatever. And I'm like, just stay still. And, you know, and I'm like, go get a bat. And I'm just like, totally calm. So I talked to them and I was like, can you come here like right away? Blah, blah, blah. Somebody broke into my house. When they came, it felt like they were looking at us like, why do you live here? That's how we felt. Like,
oh, really?
They were, and the way they were talking to us, everything. Like, you don't belong here we felt like it was because of the color of our skin, because we are Caucasian.
Oh, wow.
So also he, I know this is probably kind of controversial, but, and I don't mean for it to be, and I could be wrong, but you know what? That's just was our perception. We also have a neighbor who is also, you know, Caucasian girl, and she actually doesn't call the police anymore, which I found out after. She has had her neighbor call them, who is not Caucasian, for her if there's ever a problem for anything. Because she doesn't feel comfortable with the way that they treat them.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, they basically come into the house and, like, laugh at them. So, like, some people, like...
Do you think you're going to move out of the city then?
Well, here's the thing. We both want to move out of the city. We don't necessarily want to move to the suburbs.
Yeah.
We want to live somewhere where he can have a home studio, and I want him to have a home studio because it's his livelihood. It's his life. and I want him to be in a comfortable environment where he feels inspired by lots of things, not just by me. I know I'm amazing, but
she's like, I'm his muse.
It's okay.
I'm his muse.
I'm totally joking.
He's the artist and I'm the muse. She's... She always says that shit.
I do.
Yes, you do. Oh,
okay. That's
you're always like, I'm his muse.
That's literally complete bullshit. She knows that's not. Okay.
You haven't said more than once that you're his muse.
No, not in other than in jest.
Okay.
No way.
We had a real talk the other day where I said you're an artist too. We had to talk about your design abilities and all sorts of stuff. You were like, he's the artist, I'm the muse. And I was like, I think you're an artist too.
I'm just like that weirdo that hangs out with the artist for whatever reason.
Oh my God. Jackie's an artist as well, but whatever.
I'm like,
not, you don't do like fine art painting or sculpting, but I think you could actually. Actually, don't you make some?
I just talk to aliens when I'm shrooming and like think I'm like,
well, that's why we're friends.
I'm like,
well, there you go.
I'm like, you know.
Accepted. That's fine.
And like scare the shit out of people.
Listen, if you, instead of saying artist, is if you want to say alien goddess, that is fine with me.
But
I'm down to hang.
But I'm not pro, you know, drugs. I'm pro like marijuana for like whoever it's good for. I'm pro, you know, really anybody doing like whatever, just as long as they're not hurting anybody else. I
preach.
Think people should or themselves. Unless they really want to. If you really want to hurt yourself, which in my, it's not my place to tell you, you know, whatever.
That's so, we're not judging.
Like, so.
If you want to hurt yourself, I get you. Well, there's only so much you can do. Like when you see someone, whether it's emotionally hurting themselves or whatever, you can't help someone who doesn't want help. And that can go for me too. Like I know I've had people try to give me their advice that I didn't ask for. And I don't want it. Like I'm here. If I ask someone what they think, please tell me.
Right.
But, it but
could
at the
hurt
same, so you can't.
More. It could hurt a person more.
Yeah. Sometimes they have to go through their own lessons to realize when their limits are and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, and I've been there. I've had people throughout my entire life be like, do it this way, do it this way. I had to do it my way.
Yes.
I feel like that's a song I accidentally just said.
My way. Frank Sinatra. Nice.
Okay, you can do it. I'm not singing it. I was about to. Sorry that my like skirt is like. Jackie and I both wore black today, but I wore like a black dress thing, and it's just like okay. I pulled it down.
Super hot.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh wait. Okay. So about Kate's boobs. More about Kate's boobs.
Sure.
So it was we were in. I think we were maybe it was high school. It was probably high school. I don't know. And it was probably middle school, actually, like late though or something. And I was, anyway, so this is the deal. So Kate's like, you know, I'm a 34C. And I'm like, the fuck you are. And I'm like,
well, you thought I was bigger?
Yes.
And I went like, to a so D for a while.
Kate try on like either a D or like a double. I was like, that doesn't even fit you. I was like, we need to go double D.
I was not a double
Kate
D.
Was a double D.
I was not
school.
A double
she
D.
Was, she had
I was a D.
The same body as D. Except these huge boobs. Kate's like, why are we still talking about my boobs?
No, I mean, CG likes to say it too. He remembers them too. Because they always sat me and CG like real near each other. So like, he was like, yeah, you had those big old boobs.
Tiggle
those tickle bitties. No, I don't think he says tickle bitties. That's me. He would just say.
Oh.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Botany Farms. It doesn't have to be so hard to have a moment of self-care. Botany Farms Craft CBD flower can help you feel better without a drastic change. I know it made me personally feel much calmer quickly. All of their flower is micro-farmed, slow-cured, and hand-trimmed. Botany Farms Craft CBD flower comes in 1 gram and 3.5 gram jars. You can begin to feel the benefits of CBD for under $15. No more having to spend $50 or more. You get premium CBD and CBG flower shipped to your door. And it's 100% discreet packaging and same-day shipping. Get 25% off your first order when you use promo code INVASION25 at www.botanyfarms.com. That's botanyfarms.com. Don't forget promo code INVASION25 for 25% off your first order.
Titties, or I don't know what he would say, boobs,
okay.
Whatever.
I have really bad ADD, so we're jumping around a lot. But with the house, also about it. This is my this is my thing about the house. I want him to have the house. I understand it's the perfect house for him. And I'm really happy anywhere. I've lived in a row home my whole life.
You're saying the house Ryan wants?
Yeah. I've lived in a row home my whole life. I live in a row home now. I'm used to it. I don't care. We have high ceilings. That's like really all I care about. And yeah. Having heat and air conditioning. Otherwise,
well, you've
I don't
shown
care.
Me the link to the house you're looking at. It's amazing.
It's really awesome. It's from the 1700s. It has well water. There are big trees that need to come down, which is a cost. It's expensive to begin with. It's a lot of land. There's a pool, which I don't know how to take care of.
Oh my God, the pool's so nice. I love it. I don't know how to take care of a pool either.
Yeah.
I could help you. We could figure it out.
It's supposedly a lot of work. A lot. A lot.
Don't you just have to like put chlorine stuff in there and stuff?
To me, it sounds that simple, but people say no.
Yeah, but we should ask someone. We should ask someone we know has a pool who will like give it to us straight.
Yeah. So
do you know what I mean? Some people like to just be like, it's the worst. And maybe they shouldn't have a pool.
Yeah.
But like, maybe it's not that much work. Shane has one. I don't know. We can ask him what he thinks.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure he's not the one taking care of the whole pool, but he would know.
Also, the market is very treacherous, I would say, right now. It's good because you can get a low interest rate on a mortgage. And we both have good credit. But like, just so you know. but that's not the point. He wants to also maintain the integrity of the house, which I totally understand, and I do too, with the house we're currently in. Because, you know, it's like a very historic area. A lot of like jazz musicians live there. It's like pretty rich in history and it's really cool. It's near Laurel Hill Cemetery. I love going there and like riding my bike. It doesn't have like a negative energy or anything. Yeah. It's just cool.
Freaking love that house. But I understand the amount of work that it might take just, to keep it up too.
And if it wasn't the pandemic, hate to bring it up, guys. Sorry.
But I mean, it's real life.
And be like a downer. But
Jackie and I are going to take a picture later, but she'll have her mask on. So she makes sure she stays far away from me.
So
she knows I'm a dirty girl. I'm joking.
I'll just call you Corona Kate.
I'm not, though. I'm like the most isolated and quarantined of all you bitches. That's the funniest part.
No, I'm totally kidding.
But so I'll stab a bitch if I have to.
No, but I really will.
No, but I really, really, really. Yo, Jackie was a roller derby chick for a while.
Yes. Yes, I was. Yeah. And that's a whole.
Someone stole her freaking name, right?
Somebody did steal my name on Gotham Girls. Whoever sucks. Took my name, that's messed up. Shoots and Splatters. That was a completely original name. And whoever took me off the master roster, you are not cool.
We're coming for you. Whoever you are, we're coming for you. So
don't say that because they're a real person and I know who they are.
You know, I got laser beams.
I'm like, so.
I ain't scared.
But roller derby is amazing. My phone's ringing. Hopefully that's not somebody apologizing for taking
this
my
This isn't
name.
Live. It's not even out. It's just me and you right now. Oh, I have to edit it.
Oh,
we are live to millions of people right now, Jackie. Oh. I wish I could say that.
So anyway, so
Jackie,
also,
you just said that to millions of people.
So your opinion. So the house we're in right now, it's free, it's outright, it's owned. That's it.
And I've never seen it, so I can't give too much of an opinion. But I heard it's great.
And this is not our end destination whatsoever at all. It doesn't have to be. It's not gonna happen. That's not an option. That's
okay.
Not happening. More than likely.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, why don't we wait 2 years, a year even?
Yeah, because the market, I think, is going to crash.
Down. Exactly. The housing market. And I said, so many things are going to be foreclosed. If somebody buys like half these places, they're going to foreclose. You're going to get them for nothing. And you're going to be in such a much better situation then.
For people buying, I would wait a year or two.
And he has those, like, you know, it's like, I feel like everybody, like, they see their perfect property. And I know this is his perfect property. And he's like, he doesn't want to lose it. And, like, it breaks my heart. But I don't want it to break my heart, too. And for him to lose his entire livelihood and not have like a studio and like be in like a sketchy situation during a horribly sketchy time. It's just
not worth it.
It's not worth it. And like, he's doing great right now and we're doing.
Yeah. And,
like,
and you told me that the place that you're in is really cool.
It's,
you know,
really cool.
And now I think it's calming down.
Yeah.
So
I don't feel like we need any, I feel like anybody would kill to not have any stress right now. And we really, aside from some random events that happened recently, not like, you know, that yeah. have, you know, nothing to do with this, we really have no stress.
Yeah.
My family's actually doing great. Everything's good. Like, I'm really happy with my friends. I'm really happy with everybody I'm surrounded by. I'm happy with changes that I've made.
She just got her hair done and it looks fantastic.
Not that, but thank you.
It's gorgeous. Like, that matters. If someone had done a shitty job, you'd care right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like, yeah, it's really nice. You went to a good salon.
Thank you. Yeah, she was a sweetheart.
I do my own hair.
If I can say, am I allowed to say the name of her salon? I don't know if I'm allowed.
I don't know.
I don't think she'd care. I think she's awesome.
I think it's a nice shout out to say
can
the salon killed
it. Because I wrote her like an awesome.
Yeah, no, I would
day.
Give it a shout out.
So yeah, she's the owner. Her name is Tara at Salome's in Fairmount. She's amazing. She's just such a genuine person. Everybody who worked there, I've never seen a salon like that where they just are so sweet to each other. Aww. Everybody wants to help each other. It's not contrived at all.
That's
it's
awesome.
Totally genuine, it seems like. I mean, I was there
and
once.
And they did a great job. Or she did a great job.
Yeah. Thank you. But it was, which is just awesome to see people like that. And she's so passionate about her career of choice, and they all are. It's amazing to see that.
All right. So, yeah. Well, I'm glad you shouted them out, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about popularity. You wanted to talk about yeah. that, and we yeah. can start about it in middle school. I had a very warped sense. I don't know exactly where it came from, but I cared very much about popularity in middle and high school. And then once I graduated, I realized how much it's all a joke, because what really matters is being yourself. You know what I mean? And like feeling seen. And I was holding so much in for various reasons back then, and just scared, I think, to be seen as weird or needy or whatever mm-hmm. fears come with certain things.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, for any middle schoolers or high schoolers listening, or just an adult, at the end of the day, what really matters is getting to be yourself. Seriously. But I did care a lot about it growing up. And I think it twisted me up just as much as it twisted everyone up. You know, yeah. I was quote unquote popular.
Yeah.
But I can certainly say I wasn't happy, you know.
Yeah.
There were moments of happiness. Don't get me wrong.
But, yeah. Like super sheer moments of like happiness.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I remember going to the beach with you.
Yeah.
Where we got in trouble because that's where we dyed our hair the first time.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
We dyed our hair and in Kate, the bathroom of a beach house my mom was renting, and we got the dye everywhere. My mom was like, are you kidding?
Yeah. And like Kate always was into like comedy, but like not trying. She just was into comedy, like liked it.
I've been funny. Yeah. I love Jim Carrey.
Yeah, and I love Jim Carrey. I'm like, yeah. He's like, and every guy I date kind of looks like Jim Carrey.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we would quote movies a lot and things that were funny. Like, we're funny chicks. So, and we had a really funny group of guy friends too, from middle into high school.
Yeah.
So that, and we appreciated them pushing the boundaries of humor and like really sweethearts too. Like,
yeah.
Our guy friends, some that we still talk to, some that we've grown apart from.
Yeah.
They're just really kind, sweet souls, but funny as hell.
Yeah.
And they know how to get down. Mm-hmm. I don't know about present moment, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Like
they did.
Yeah. So like, I think us being in such a close-knit group with those dudes too, helped us to really keep our sick, dark sense of humor in a good way. You know,
I hit myself with the mic.
Did you? I hit myself with the mic earlier. Right. I don't know what's happening.
Like eating it.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Shout outs to all of our homies.
Yeah,
from there, some we talk to, some we don't.
Yeah,
still shout outs. Yeah, if you're listening, that's so radio. Shout outs.
And to the ones we lost and who are in a better place. Aww. Hopefully, we love you.
Yes.
Yeah. Always miss you.
True.
So, yeah, I mean, for me, it was very surreal to, like, get invited to Kate's party when I came to the school that we went to. And it was very surreal because I grew up moving from to every school district until I was in seventh grade. That was
where you stopped moving around
every year. Yeah. So usually when they do that for kids, kids are held back here. Even if they come, even if they just transfer to another school, to the school we went to, they would hold them back a year just because they went to a different school and they thought that our school was more advanced, I'm pretty sure. So because our school was like a quote unquote blue ribbon school, like yeah. it was like the best school that you could be in then, whatever. Yeah. And it was also, I think something like 70 to 80% Jewish.
I don't think it was that much Jewish. I think it we were was about 50. That,
no, it was
50, 60. It was, no, 50, 60. I've gotten the stats before because I thought that too, and it's not.
And
but if you really think about half our friends, it was pretty much split down the middle of Christian. We had a lot of
both.
Siege.
We had a total mix.
Was yeah. raised like super strict Christian.
Yeah.
I won't comment too much yeah. on that. I just think when religion takes it a little too far. Whatever. That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah.
We could, yeah, about religion.
Yeah.
Because you were saying some stuff the other day via text about it.
Yeah.
Your views yeah. on it. But we don't yeah. have to tackle Christianity
yeah.
today.
Yeah. I don't, yeah, I mean, I have, I mean, Kate.
We
I
did have a lot of Jewish people on our district.
Really like Mary Magdalene. Like, I'm totally yes. fascinated by that story. People always ask me if I'm into it. And I totally, which is weird because I totally am.
Yeah.
I used to work in a homeless shelter and I had a homeless client who was great. Mm. And she would call me Mary. She'd be like, Mare, Mare. I was the only person. She didn't really talk to that many people. So, yeah, I also would like to talk about homelessness one day because it's really important
to
me.
It needs to be fixed.
And
there are some people
needed.
With so much money yeah. owning multiple houses, and then there are people on the street. And yeah. it's like that gap needs to close.
Yes, totally. And also the other thing I was going to say about the reason that I was talking about the moving so much is I was always the new kid and not in a positive way. It was like,
aww,
I was
that must have been hard.
It was, I was bullied so badly that I was the Jackie. Butt of every joke. I was like, no, like, so when I said I was not, I was just like half kidding. My mom was like, yes, you're going to Kate's party and you're,
are you telling me I made you popular?
And no.
And you're, because I'll take it, Jackie. I'll take it.
I think when I first, like, I think when during this move, I'd just come from Philly. Like, we'd moved from Philly.
I just remembering I liked you right away.
Yeah.
And I was having a birthday party. Yeah. You were cool.
Yeah.
Funny, nice, pretty. I just loved you, you know? Yeah. So I yeah. wanted to invite you, but yeah. I didn't know until recently how much it meant to you then, being the new kid so much.
Yeah. Like,
and having gotten bullied. So it's my pleasure that I got to be yeah. one of the people to, like,
and I apologize wholeheartedly for anyone, if anyone's listening, who I ever.
Oh, me too.
Or if I ever felt was like hurt by me or like,
yeah,
anything.
If I accidentally bullied anyone for real back then, I was in a lot of pain, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if there is anyone listening that I really accidentally did that to,
yeah,
I do apologize. Now, however, in my adult life, mm-hmm. if some people from high school are still having issues with me from that stuff, I'm not, do you know what I mean? I know that there are some people who are still holding grudges from then, and it's like, you can bring it up to me in an adult way. You don't have to, definitely don't take it up on Facebook. I'll tell you that. That's not the place to do it. But if some, unless it's like Facebook Messenger. But
I'd like to mend and any of that. If
Jackie apologizes. Anyone she shoved into a locker, she is sorry.
Wait, what? Like,
I'm joking. No, if Jackie did anything to you in middle or high school, she apologizes.
And I don't think
unless you deserved it.
No, I still apologize.
Then she still apologizes. Like, I apologize unless you deserved it. And then I'm like, suck it, bitch.
I'm like, and there are some people who have like hurt me like as an adult, and you know, I'd like to say like I'm totally over it, but like I'm probably not. But like if I saw them, would I be mean to them? No. I'm like, definitely not. And like,
she'll make a passive aggressive statement at you, but she will not be mean. No, I'm joking.
Unless only if I'm like messing with you and I'm trying to like be cool.
I guess.
Like people.
No, you and I get along very well. And when we get to that heightened area at this point, we're good at separating.
Diffusing.
We're, yeah, we'll it's diffuse at this point. Situation. But we had some ones that didn't diffuse very well. But you know what? So Jackie and I did take months of space after a couple times and then, you know, slowly found our way back. And I think it's so unique per dynamic. Like there are some people where we split and we're still years later.
Yeah.
Not talking. So it doesn't mean you have to do that for everyone, but it felt right between Jackie and I to take that space. And then for whatever reason, whatever shifted, like we're back hanging. But I think that's the beauty of just letting things unfold and see where you kind of vibrate to.
Yeah, definitely. And then also another thing, this is going backwards again.
Do it.
But
Sorry, my beanbag chair so well.
I love beanbag chairs and Kia has tons of beanbag chairs.
I love beanbag chairs.
I'm on the couch today.
This one's too small though.
Which is not usual, but I think it feels cool to be on the couch, I guess. But Kate's lower than me, which feels weird.
Hi. In like a short black dress for no reason.
And you can't see any of your leg hair from here.
Thank you.
Not that it matters. Thank it's only you. If you care.
No, I think I am going to shave like when I'm ready for full penetration.
I'm like, where?
It could help.
Glory hole.
Yeah, when I'm ready for some glory hole. And no, if you do a glory hole, you don't need
it. Oh my gosh, you should totally keep it glory hole. Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm ready for the full experience. Thank
You're
you.
So metal.
I'm like, I'm ready for like full sex after years and years of nothing. No, I am gonna shave. I just like, look, it's not that bad. It's not that noticeable. So if I'm not having like sex, like it was just like, why do that extra work? It's already tough being a girl. It's tough shaving a vagina. It's a lot.
It's annoying.
It's annoying. So
and then bikini and like Brazilian waxes are actually quite painful, and I have a very high pain tolerance.
It hurts so bad.
It hurts. It's
painful. Can bleed from it.
I've bled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I'm like, good. You make my pussy bleed? No, and she bruised it a little bit too.
Yeah, I can do that.
So that I got it done like years and years ago, two or three times. And the last time, I think I did the full.
It's like when I want a tattoo now, I go get a bikini.
Really?
Yeah, it's like I need the pain.
Oh my gosh,
I'm so crazy.
No, it's it's too much.
So, oh, also the other
my friend Melissa,
says
that an electric razor can be good.
I don't know.
So I'm sure it's a nice one, but that could be an option because for anyone who shaves and gets like irritation or whatever, there are other ways.
We shouldn't like plug for companies.
You can buy laser. They have some laser stuff you can buy on Amazon and do it yourself.
Yeah.
That can be a little expensive, but they do have that. It's definitely less expensive than paying for laser hair removal at a doctor's.
That's super expensive. My mom tried it too.
I had some years ago. It worked a decent amount, but I only had like two or three. To really get it to like work and stay, you need like 10. But that's really expensive if you don't have your own laser thing from Amazon.
It's super expensive, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I remember one of my boyfriends was like, would you get lasered for me? I'm like, first of all, I don't have that much hair. Second of all, if you want me to get anything lasered, I'm not paying for it. Sorry. I'm like, if you could see my face, it's like total confusion. I'm like, are you kidding me? Really?
I'm
like, if you want me to do anything, we're talking about plastic surgery earlier, but even bad things can happen with lasers.
It's true. You have to be very careful.
Yeah.
But I know someone who has one and it's worked amazing for her.
The home
and
ones?
Yeah,
they look so...
They're good. No, they're good. And I've read reviews and like, I'm like, this might be the way.
That's like half a computer.
No, you can get one for like 100 to 200 that work well. If you look at Amazon, so the nicer ones are in the like 400, 500 area. I was looking because I personally cannot shave and get any kind of irritation. It's like I might as well just have hair there then. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I'm going to find a way
yeah.
that's affordable to take care of that thing, especially if you want to wear bathing suits. Like some people, they just let the hair fucking go everywhere. That's not me. That's not the life I'm going to live, which is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to wear some sexy, hot bathing suits.
Yeah,
so.
Because you can.
Thank you. Yeah, so I want to. Jackie and I are going to Florida. Like, and I'm trying to wear the most ridiculous bathing suit ever.
And I'll be in a habit. So
whatever, whatever you want to wear. I kind of believe you. You would be in a habit just sweating your dick
just,
off.
Like, totally.
And I'll be
black.
In like a Brazilian bathing suit. Like, okay, this is, I wouldn't care.
Like a turban, like whatever.
I don't think I'd ever want to wear a bathing suit. Yeah, I would. I was about to say I wouldn't wear that slutty of a bathing suit. And you know, I would. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, my ass. I'll be hanging out my boobs.
And also the fashion right now is sick, by the way. I love it. It's so my style. Like, I love it. I love how everything's comfortable. That's one thing that, like, the quarantining, like, everything. I'm like, they're actually making clothes that make sense right now. It just makes sense. Yeah. It's making me happy.
I'm still thinking about my adorable bathing suit I'm going to wear. But sure.
I'm like, I want everything to be huge and cute.
I want everything to be tight. Too small. Show these beautiful boobs. That's where I'm at.
So she can be the bottom bitch forever.
What's a bottom bitch? I don't even get what that is. So yes. You have to explain it now, finally, because you've said this.
I thought I told Kate what a bottom bitch was. So.
No, say it. What is a
bottom
bitch?
So a bottom bitch is basically, some of you might know this if you've been involved with the prison system.
Ew, this is what you're talking? I wouldn't be a bottom.
No, it's not about being a bottom.
Okay, explain. Yeah.
So a bottom bitch is a good thing, even though it's a bottom bitch. Because, kind of a good thing. Like, if you're dating a guy, you know, in prison, you're his bottom bitch. If you're his, like, top bitch.
I don't get it.
So, like, you're his, like, top woman. You're his woman.
Oh, so you're telling me prison talk?
Yeah.
So, you're so crazy.
So, if that's, like, your girl, that's your bottom bitch.
So I'm a bottom bitch because I'm, like, or a foundation. Like, you're reliable. Like, that's your bottom bitch.
Yeah, I guess you could think of it that way too, but that's like that's your girl.
Your ride or die, kind of.
Yeah, it's your girlfriend. That's your partner. Yeah, that's like your top partner. Even
I would say, I'd say my top ride or die is obviously CG, but you're one of my ride or dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's different. It's just like.
Does it have to be romantic?
It's prison talk. I mean, I don't know that. I could Urban Dictionary.
I'm gonna have to ask CG if he knows this term.
No, we can. You want me to urban it? Right now?
Sure, fine.
Okay, hold on.
Fine. We are urban dictionarying bottom bitch.
Let's see.
Two white valley girls being like, "What's a bottom bitch?" Read it to me.
Okay.
Am I a bottom bitch?
Okay, hold on. Okay, urban.
Because when it comes to sex, I like all positions. I like missionary, me on top, also, doggy side. There are so many different fun things. So I'm not a bottom bitch in that I only do one position.
Also, what I was going to say is I like 150.
I really hope my son doesn't listen to this. Percent, that's disgusting.
I 150% support Black Lives Matter. And I also...
Of course.
It has actually, you know, triggered me. I think it's triggered a lot of people. I think people are triggered to begin with because they've been in the house and people aren't used to be quarantined. I don't know if it's okay to say.
Mine?
Yeah.
No. Don't talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. So, okay. So we're going to I was going to talk about mine too, but okay. We're going to leave that out. So,
I mean, well, only also because we have to like wrap up right now and that's like a whole other.
So the one thing that I was going to say, I guess it'll be edited maybe, but.
We can talk about it another time for sure.
Yeah. But I was going to talk about how when I came to Upper Dublin.
I thought you were going to read what a bottom bitch is.
I'm going to read what a bottom bitch is. Hold on.
What the heck?
Okay. Sorry. It's my ADD.
And then we got to wrap up.
Sorry. Okay. So I was going to say when I came to the town where Kate and I met. Where we went to middle school and high school and whatever together now. Mm-hmm. I was totally not used to being able to tell people that I was Jewish and that I was raised Jewish.
Oh my God.
And nobody understood why in the town we were from. I was like every single town
so
that
Jewish
I've
people,
lived
yeah.
in ever, I was one of a very few number of Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
Here there are like 50 synagogues.
Where I'd like to apologize for not coming to your bat mitzvah.
It's all publicly. Good. You missed a freaking good time. I missed it for time. It was so much fun.
I apologize.
It's your loss.
I probably went where like a lot of the good dick was, and that's the wrong choice.
You did.
That's the wrong choice. Should have stuck with my soul sister.
Josh, Vince, Hobbs were...
No offense to Adam. I love you, but I should have went to Jackie's.
Yeah. Well, it's because Adam had beef with me. So you couldn't just share a bar and buns.
That would have been so fun if it was shared. What with the hell? Too. I know.
So, March baby.
My friend started the freaking wave during mine and got kicked out of the freaking synagogue.
Yours was really fun. I think I went to yours.
You went to mine.
It was really fun. Yeah.
Anyway, can you just tell us what a bottom bitch is? So we have to end this, Jackie.
Okay, the bottom bitch. So anyway, I was just saying, like, people didn't realize how blessed they were, if they were Jewish or not,
to live in a town. Yeah.
I mean, literally, I had a swastika painted on my garage somewhere. I went to school crying because people told me I was going to go to hell because Santa was going to come and kill me because I didn't celebrate Christmas.
Santa was going to come kill you?
Yes, on the bus. They're telling me this.
What the fuck?
So yeah, I had like a lot of anti-Semitism. I had people say to me, isn't she so working in cosmetics? Isn't she the most beautiful Jewish girl you've ever seen? Not the most beautiful girl, but the most beautiful,
like, pretty
Jewish
for a
girl.
Jew kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Ew, there's so many beautiful Jewish people, not Jewish people, people of any race and color.
Yeah.
People are so dumb.
It's all just right.
Bottom bitch, read it and we're finishing this.
Okay, urban dick.
Urban Dictionary.
Sometimes I'll just get like a bottom.
Jackie, this has been your task for like 10 minutes.
I know. I had one job. I just can't be.
You're the one who wanted to talk about bottom bitch. I don't know what it is.
First thing that comes up.
Okay.
It's really long.
Sorry. Oh my god. Okay.
Go. A bottom girl. This is not. Shit. This is gonna sound so bad.
All right, so basically Jackie called me something that's insulting.
A bottom woman or bottom bitch.
Oh god, here
sits
we go.
Atop the hierarchy of prostitutes.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You called me a madam? Did you just call me a madam?
After all this? A particular pimp. A bottom girl is usually the prostitute who has been with the pimp the longest and consistently makes the most money.
I guess that makes sense too.
Being the bottom bitch gives the prostitute status and power over other women working for a pimp. However, the bottom girl also bears many responsibilities. In the U.S. versus Pipkins, the 11th Circuit describes...
You called me the top madam. First of all, I'm not a prostitute. I've been celibate. Thank you. I don't have prostitutes working under me.
You guys can just look up bottom bitch in the Urban Dictionary.
I have no interest in a harem. Thank you. Running one, being a part of one. Thank you, Jackie, for that lovely name.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a lot in here. So
okay,
you guys
we're wrapping this up. I instead of saying I'm a bottom bitch, I'm a badass bitch. That's what I am.
Okay, so basically, actually, it says right here, the bottom bitch doesn't want but is constrained with status and power over other bitches.
All right, fine.
So that's...
Sure. Thank you, Jackie, for your compliment insult. Of the day.
It's like, shit.
I appreciate it. Not appreciate it.
Shit.
You like read it and I'm like, sensitive topic. No.
She's totally going to kill me.
No, I'm not. It's just ridiculous. It's just like, because you're like, you're such a bottom bitch. I'm like, what does that mean? And then you're like, I'm like, you just called me a prostitute. Which she would. Jackie's been calling people prostitutes. You call your...
My mom.
Cute dog. Yeah, you call your mom.
My mom a hooker.
You call...
My dog a hooker.
Yes. You call everyone a hooker.
My dog is the coolest person ever.
Thank you, Jackie, for calling me a top hooker. That is... Jackie told me the other day...
You are a top hooker.
She goes, thank you. Thanks. A celibate one. Jackie's like, you should just become a stripper. You have a good body. I'm like, thank you, Jackie. I'm going to keep trying to pursue my dreams for a little bit longer.
And I'm not.
No offense to strippers. I'm not anti-stripper. You never fucking know, right? Maybe when I turn 50.
I'm not. I mean, Kate could totally do it if like, I mean, in a heartbeat, if she...
If anyone wants to see a stripper have a panic attack on a stage, I'd be your girl for you if you want to see me go into the fetal position and cry and twitch. It would be a real fucking show. You'd have so
maybe a little healing first.
I could do maybe burlesque. Yeah, a little healing first.
Oh my God, you totally could do
burlesque. Yeah, my friend Jess, who's an incredible dancer, Jess Grippo, she has a business, You Can Dance Again, and her and I were considering doing like a burlesque routine, but it's a lot of work.
Oh, that's awesome. That would be so cool.
I would do something like that maybe. I don't think I would show my nipples at all, but I would maybe wear pasties. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Or at least like a sexy outfit.
Yeah, you could wear like the, you could do like the whole like
tassels. Yes. I don't know if this is the trajectory of my life, but thank you for calling me a hooker. Jackie, where can people find you? We're wrapping it up if you don't want to be found.
In Fantasia.
You can find her in Fantasia. All you got to do is take some shrooms and meet her there.
And watch The NeverEnding Story. Everybody should do that right now.
If you've never seen The NeverEnding Story, you can find Jackie in there as well.
I'll be with Atreyu.
You can find me, however.
Creating the new world. You can find me on the
social media verse. Okay, for me, I'm cutting Jackie off. It's at the Kate Wolf. If you want a healing, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. They work. I read Jackie's tarot the other day.
She's a real live healer. It's legit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And yeah, any shows coming up, I will let you guys know soon. It's a little different and unique with Corona. But thanks so much for listening. And Jackie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye.